Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything. But why am I doing this intro when I have a guest? I always forget that never to do this intro whenever I have a guest on, because I usually just save that for the political stuff. Anyways, but you know, we're gonna have some fun anyways. I am honored to have the lovely, the funny, the talented Tracy Garnazzo. Did I pronounce
it? I love how you said my name.
Yeah. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Oh my God, that was beautiful.
Oh yes. The trick is to say everything with a Spanish accent.
Yeah, it makes it sound like I almost want to eat it like an empanada, you know?
Garnazzo. Oh, we call them patalios.
I'll eat that too, whatever it is.
Oh. There you go.
I'm not very specific with my
You really should. Spanish food. And we already got someone in the chat room. We got Mildred Monk. What's up, Mildred? How you doing?
Awesome.
Yes. So let's get it started. So you do the stand up comedy.
I do the comedy.
You do the comedy thing in the New York cities.
I do.
Yes. What got you started?
I actually started writing in 2010. Mm-hmm. And I started performing 2011. Before that, I was performing in theater. Mm-hmm. I started off when I was younger in musical theater, and then I went to Off Broadway. And I just wanted to have creative control of my own performances.
I see.
Yeah, so I kind of ventured into the comedies.
The comedy. So, what was your calling? You know, what made you say, like, I want to go into stand-up comedy and not, like, porn?
I don't want to say that I never wanted to go into porn. I don't know. You know, I think that's kind of bold of you to say that I don't want to go into porn.
Well, see, I put you on a high pedestal. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I am not above that at all.
Producers, you know, you could contact her at... No.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, if anyone wants to put, you know, like, there's a price for everything. That's the greatest part about life. Mm-hmm. People say, like, I would never, you know, do this. I would never do that. And it's like, you would for a certain price. You know, like, Lou, you consider yourself homosexual or heterosexual?
Of course, heterosexual.
Okay, so would you ever make out with a guy?
No.
Okay, for $1 million, would you make out with a guy?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. No?
Yeah,
for no. $2 million, would you make out with a guy?
I don't know. No, just no. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I feel like you might be full of it.
$2 million.
$2 million. You just, like, have to kiss a man.
Okay. Tongue or?
Tongue. Make out.
Oh, hell no.
Okay. $5 million.
Oh, Jesus. No. I can't. No.
Ever. You'd rather die.
I would rather die. Now is a death situation? I thought it was just about for money.
I just feel like there's a price for everything. I definitely, for $1 billion, would you kiss a man?
Ugh.
I think you're lying if you say no.
It just, this is just, how did this become, why did the tables get turned on?
This is how it goes. This is how it goes.
Yeah. Like that bit, this is starting to sound more and more like that Louis C.K. bit. It's like, oh, do I have to blow him?
Right.
Yeah. I remember this. Oh, one angry Asian Jew in the chat room. That's his screen name.
Oh,
I would,
wow.
I would kiss a dude for a bag of pot.
Well, let me tell you, I think that, you know, that's a little bit not what we were talking about. Maybe he just really needs, maybe you're gay, angry Asian.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing, a pot.
Right, right. I mean, I don't know how expensive the pot is, but, you know.
Yeah, you can't count high enough for my price, says Mildred. I agree. One angry Asian Jew, he's like, bullshit. All right. The 0:30 channel says, everyone has a price, Lou, LOL. And one angry Asian Jew says, someone had to cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, honestly, but my self-esteem is so low, I don't think anyone would want to pay $1 billion just for me to tongue them down.
Well, I think that you need to stop thinking like that.
Well, that's, you know, actually, I hope no one would have the money to want me to tongue them down for that.
Well, that's sad. I would hope that they would.
I don't, yeah. Wow. Okay. Fuck it. I'm going to read these goddamn comments because I ain't no pussy. Just my holes are gay. The rest of me is all man, says one angry Asian Jew.
Oh, okay.
Barker goes, Louis B's lying. He said he'd suck a dick for a half ounce of weed and a six pack of Corona. When the fuck did I? That is, no, that's a bold faced lie.
That sounds more like what I thought, you know?
No, that's a bold face. I don't even smoke or drink.
Why would neither. Are you sober?
Well, no, I'm a diabetic.
Okay. So, all right. So everyone has their reasons.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't smoke.
So you are sober?
Well, okay.
You don't have a problem. You're sober.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. I just don't do it.
Okay.
And also I have, you know, I've had family that were alcoholics and I just.
Right, you choose not to engage. I'm actually sober myself. Yeah. I just have OCD and I don't, I don't like to engage. Yeah.
Pill popper then. And
I take birth control. That's about it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, no, it makes me happy. It's like there's a high that you can't duplicate, you know?
Oh man, I just like when I snapped my knee in half like 10 years ago doing mixed martial arts, I fell in love with freaking perks.
Really?
Oh yeah.
I never got addicted to anything.
Well, I didn't get addicted. It's just, you know.
You just really liked it. Well, I got to tell you, I had an endoscopy, and they used that stuff. What's it called? Proferol, the stuff that they gave Michael Jackson.
I guess. I don't
know. And I loved it. I really did. That was the first drug I ever really loved. So I understand. I can't do that, though. That's not like a thing that you do.
Louis B. has a cupcake and pizza slices. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with pizza. Don't talk shit about pizza, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, what's your favorite spot to go to?
What do you mean spot?
Like, what's your favorite pizza spot?
My favorite pizza spot is in Harrah Beach, New Park Pizza. Mm. Shout out to New Park. Yeah, I'm a really big fan of New Park Pizza in Harrah Beach in Queens.
Thank you, Barco. Someone asked in the chat room, ask Tracy if she's single.
I am single. Why are you? Who's asking?
Doesn't matter.
Is this the angry Asian Jew?
No. And the follow-up question is, also, what's her username and chatcherbait.com? He has tokens.
What is it called?
Chatcherbait?
Oh, is that like my porn site?
I guess
so. I mean, I don't know. You could try to jerk off to my Instagram pictures. I don't know if there's anything like amazing there. You could go to my Instagram. It's at Trixie, T-R-I-X-I-E, Tuzini, T-U-Z-Z-I-N-I. You could try to, like, get something out of that, but I'm not positive.
And for the love of God, you retards, be nice.
Please. I'm sorry?
Oh, no, I'm telling them, and you know, does please be nice to her.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, you don't have to be that nice. like I said, you know, I'll always welcome, like, anyone who wants to jerk off to my pictures is welcome to.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
So, I don't want to take that away from anyone. Come on.
Yeah. One angry Asian Jew says, I want to bang her too.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This is like the best night of my life.
Yes. How she feel about 40-something punchy, balding white guys with average-sized dicks?
I dated one of them for a very long time, so I guess I feel okay about it, you know?
All right, then.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So, I mean, who are your favorite comedians? Like, who influences you?
You know, I started off very young with Comedy Central. Mm-hmm. And I really, you know, I enjoyed Mitch. He was great.
Oh,
and Maria Bamford, and, you know, the 90s rock stars.
Yeah.
And then as I got a little bit older and a little bit more into it, you know, I was really into Eugene Merman and Kurt Metzger. These are some of my favorites now that are around now.
I'm just reading these stupid...
I wish I could see this chat.
Oh, here's the link.
Awesome.
So, oh, but I'm just warning. I'm warning. Just.
No, I want to come.
Well, there you go. You shouldn't have said that.
This is very exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, now I feel like we're both on the same page, so,
yes,
you know?
Yes, now we are.
Warning. I'm warning.
I don't do butt stuff. I'm not into butt stuff.
No, I want to come. Well, there you go.
And, yep.
You shouldn't have said that.
I just have to. There we go. Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Comedy Central used to play a lot of a lot of comedy, and now I'm not even sure what they do.
Well, you know what? This is a question I asked, like, on Facebook. What in the fuck is alt comedy?
Alt comedy, I think, is just like comedy that I guess older people would not understand. I guess it's like the opposite of cruise ship comedy.
I don't even know, because it's like I see like a lot of hipsters. They'll be like, oh, I'm an alt comedian, and all it really sounds like to me is like, oh my goodness, Trump is bad, and I like Bernie Sanders, and it's like, all right, and.
Have you ever seen Eugene Merman perform?
I've never heard of him.
Really? I would definitely recommend you checking out his Netflix special. Yeah, it's definitely different than what, I don't know, I guess you see every day, which is a good thing.
Old comedy equals shit comedy, comedy for Tumblr.
No, I don't think so. I think that that's a little bit general. I don't think you could say that. All comedy is shitty. I think Patton Oswalt is considered all comedy. I think that that's a very general statement. That's like saying all rock music is terrible. Like, you know, some of it is, sure.
Yeah, well, you're speaking...
You should be more specific.
You're speaking to someone who's a Creed fan since day one.
Oh, wow. Okay, so yeah, maybe...
Yeah.
That is pretty shitty. It's okay. We all have our
crosses.
We all have our guilty pleasures. You know, I watch Teen Mom.
Oh,
big Teen Mom fan.
Like, yeah. I mean, the only reality show I ever watched and enjoyed was Dog the Bounty Hunter.
I enjoyed Dog. I liked. They used to have a show about these bounty hunters in Queens. On Queens Boulevard on HBO, and I like that show.
TNT is Dana. I used to watch that.
Yeah, I forgot. What was it called, the one on Queens Boulevard?
No, I just remember the theme song.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was called, but it was a good show. Yeah, I liked it.
No, but the funny, like, it's just funny because Dog and Beth, they'll chase down somebody. And they're cursing them out. They're calling them every dirty name.
A lot of it's scripted, though, which gets me upset.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
Like, I feel like on Teen Mom, like, they almost kill the baby all the time. Like, that's real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but
when
you know...
When gets to feed the baby, when, you know, like, all those things are real.
Yeah. I mean, but with Dog, it's like, oh, you dirty fucking meth head. Da-da-da. They get him arrested, put him in the car. Yo, brother, you need to start thinking about God. Like, what?
Yeah, he's pretty. That's I definitely think. Yeah, the switch that he flips is hilarious.
Wait. As a reality TV show. Oops, it's coming in, bleeding in. Reality TV, I'm no fan of the concept, but I enjoy Deadliest Catch at one point, maybe because I'm from Minnesota.
Hmm. Is that a real place?
Yes, it is. Oh, wow. Hmm. The 0:30 channel. Patton Oswalt is a cum stained dried on the face.
Yeah, that's not nice. Patton Oswalt's a very talented man. You don't have to enjoy him, but he's a very talented comedian. Let's see. How many guy or girl comedians in the New York comedy scene has I woken up next to? I don't do that many open mics. I do run an open mic, but I don't go to too many open mics.
Why is that?
I don't know. I book a lot of bar shows, and I try out a lot of material at, like, a smaller bar show.
Oh, okay.
I don't really have that much time. I am doing comedy full-time now, so it's, like, kind of a little bit hard to do that. But I do. I actually run an open mic in Queens.
Yeah.
How many comics have I slept with? First of all, I am straight, so no girl comedians have I slept next to. Mm. And the guy comedians, I'm just like very good friends with a lot of male comedians. I'm not really into hooking up in the workplace. Yeah, I don't think Patton Oswalt murdered his wife, by the way, the 0:30 channel. But that is definitely something that you should build on.
Yeah, I mean, it would kind of make sense. I mean, how else did he get into the Marvel franchise in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Right.
Yeah.
You got I don't know what any of that means, but yes.
Okay.
100%.
Yes, we're going to start that conspiracy theory.
It's not a bad one, you know. His special came out, and I think his wife passed the next day. That was extremely devastating. But I guess you haven't really made it unless someone is accusing you of something crazy. Right. So I hope one day someone accuses me of murdering maybe a spouse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or probably a Pomeranian pet.
Right.
Yes. Nice save, Tracy, says Mildred.
Thank you.
Yes. So you run a mic on Wednesdays in Forest Hills at
6:00. Yeah, I'm running it. It's all different days, so I'm running it this Monday. Actually, it's going to be in Forest Hills at the other place. That's what it's called. Mm-hmm. So if anyone is in the area, it's a free mic, and I can give you up to 10 minutes. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I'm just getting ready right now. I was doing promo all day. You actually stopped by, but I missed you. I was doing promo all day with my partner, JC Knows Best, for our show Race and Sex over at the Standing Room, which is going to be Tuesday, May 17th at 7 p.m.
In Long Island City, Queens. Long Island.
Yeah. Very exciting. So Race and Sex, if you guys haven't heard of it, so it's me and JC hosts together. JC's Dominican, I'm Sicilian, and we kind of bounce some things off of each other, some racially charged things, some sexually charged things. Basically, I make fun of him for being a minority, and he makes fun of me and calls me a whore. So it's like really very balanced.
Which we just proved just now, you're not.
Yeah, I'm probably not, but gotta.
So, that's almost not fair because you're going for the truth and he just has to.
No, we always go for the truth. But, when you have a male friend, he's got to take some low blows. I take some low blows, too. So.
Was that a blowjob joke?
It could be. I didn't see it like that, but you have a good ear.
Yeah, well, you know.
10 minutes is too long sometimes, but I like to give people the option to work on long sets. I'm just reading the comments here at Barco. We said 10 minutes is too long. I like to give the option. Some more advanced comedians are working on longer sets, and I like to give them a room to work that out in. So that's why I do 10-minute sets if they need to. But, you could do 2 minutes. I don't care what you do. Just let me know what you do before you go up.
Yeah, I mean, which is really rare. Not a lot of rooms give that much time. I mean,
exactly. So I'm trying to take a unique twist. Rachel Ray is your dream girl. Yes, I mm-hmm. I cook a lot too. Yeah, I went to culinary school actually in Brooklyn. Oh. Yeah. So right. I am. I like to think that I cook a little bit better than Rachel Ray. I feel like everything she makes is a goddamn stew. So
that sounded personal.
Yeah. So
that sounds personal. That sounds like some hatred. Like fucking Rachel Ray.
Rachel? No, she's cool. She just, you know, I'm not like 100% into her. Like I never like anything mm-hmm. she makes. So.
You want to move to Canada?
Who's moving to Canada?
Asking you.
How many comics go all in 10 minutes? Everyone who shows up goes. We go. We have a 2-hour. We have a 2-hour window. So,
wow.
Zach, do you live in the area? Zach, do you live in Queens? Are you a comic? Where are you guys
from?
Well,
I think he's asking how many comics actually perform there.
Go all the 10 minutes. A few of them do. A few of them, yeah. It depends. It's like I said, it depends on what people are working, working out. All right. I have some of my comic friends that come and they come for to work a specific bit out. So.
So I mean, who are your favorite comics in the city?
Comics in the city.
Yeah, besides JC, of course.
Oh, JC is my dear love. A good friend of mine is Sal Capizzi. He works a lot at Stand Up New York. Mm-hmm. Amy Shanker, she's from Chicago. She just moved here months ago. Have you checked out Amy Shanker?
Never heard of her.
Oh, she's fabulous. She's absolutely fabulous. She's actually hosting my show with me May 28th at QED, #comedy, if you've heard of that one.
Yeah, so you guys could go find her on Facebook, Amy Shanker. That's
absolutely
Shanker.
Yeah, she's fabulous. Also, let's see, who else do I work with a lot? Kenny Warren.
I know him. Yeah,
everyone knows Kenny Warren. Yeah. Kenny Warren is the mayor of comedy. He's running a million shows in the city right now.
Yeah, I want to do his show because I've never done a hood room.
Right.
For like, why am I even saying that?
He has some great open mics out in Harlem. You should go over to there.
Yeah, I did. I went to Karma Lounge. Not Karma Lounge. Fucking Mocha Lounge.
Right. Kenny runs something. Yeah. Just a few different things in Harlem. I don't think he does anything at Mocha.
Oh, have you ever done the Mocha?
I have done the Mocha a while ago. I haven't been to Mocha in a long time.
Yeah, I always wanted to perform at Mocha because I hear it's like a fight room.
Yeah.
And like I just want to be able to like take on a whole room like Optimus Prime in Transformers 2.
Right.
If you remember that scene.
Yeah, no, I don't remember that because I've never watched any of those kind of movies, but I just go along with it. You know, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Oh,
okay. Somebody will get it. I'll take you all on.
Let's see. Can I chat with these people as well?
I think I can. Yeah, I mean you'll have to sign up, but it's free though.
Okay. Yeah, no, I just want to give them, people are asking here for the Twitter handle. So I'm gonna type that in, guys. Just give me a second. Yeah, so
yeah, I mean, I the Mocha Lounge, because I hear the, you know, there's like no mercy. Like I just waited the whole show, didn't get a chance to perform because a lot of, I don't know if they were famous comics, they were well-known comics in like that, in the black community, I guess.
Right.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could talk offline a little bit more. I can give you some places to go.
Yeah. So, I mean, so, but with, So what subjects you like to cover when you're doing your thing? Like where do you draw your inspiration?
I draw my inspiration a lot from real life. I like to have at least I would say at least 50% truth in everything that I mm-hmm. talk about. Online dating, a lot of sex, just interactions with my friends. But yeah, I'm actually, the funny thing about me is I am not currently online dating, but I am signed up for every single profile, and I love reading the incoming messages. That is one of my favorite things to do.
What's the most messed up message you ever got?
I got a lot of messed up messages. I got one on Plenty of Fish. I think it was probably a few months ago, and it was like, you would be super hot if you lost 70 pounds. And the guy just kept going and going and going and going. Damn. He did not let up, and then he asked when we were going to hang out. And he said that he's just like, you know, a very helpful guy. Oh. And I was like, okay, yeah, no, I mean.
70, wow.
He's not wrong. I just, you know.
It's like, you know, it's like, okay, I get it. Like, you know.
I thought it was aggressive, but yeah, no, it was, you get a lot of messages where you're like, I'm not sure if they're totally competent.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if maybe this is someone who has a problem.
You know, it's like, okay, I get it. Oops. Like, you know.
I thought it was
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Live radio, everybody. So, yeah. So like when it comes to these messages you get, do you get like really sexually aggressive ones?
Oh yeah, sure. I mean, I think that every woman does, you know, just, you know,
I know
do you
want to blow me?
Like, no thanks. Let me ask you a question. You being on the other side of that, are you online dating?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, have you ever like messaged a girl like, "Hey, you want to blow me?"
No, never.
Maybe you should try it, because so many guys are doing it that I think maybe it works sometimes.
Oh no, but I get cursed out on my own merit anyway, so it's just not even. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, try it out. That would be a great social experiment.
Yeah.
Just a guy like totally like just messaging girls like blow me, blow me, blow me, blow me, blow like all day long, because it's a numbers game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but knowing my luck, I'll get a price quotes right back.
Right, right.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's equally that's the guy equivalent of getting a dick pic. It's like,
right, Louis. I hope that someone wants to blow you for free. I really do. I don't like.
Well,
that.
Not for free. You know, for like, I need someone that is willing to give me a lot of emotional support.
Right. Barco's asking me if I have a real couch or a futon. Barco, I have a real couch. I have a sectional sofa.
Oh.
I'm a real adult. I don't mean to brag, but I am a real adult. And Barco, they do not include dick pics with the messages, because you cannot dick pic on Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, if I could refer, if I could reference Jurassic Park, life finds a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't get the reference.
Missed that.
All right, don't worry about it. Do the
answer.
That's all right. No one should suck dick for free. At least buy her a latte after.
I agree. Okay. I don't drink coffee, but I totally agree.
What do you like to drink?
I like to drink tea. I'm a big herbal tea kind of girl. I don't really love caffeine. It makes me a little bit nervous.
I see.
Yeah, I'm a very delicate flower, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I could see that. More, what kind of flower would you consider yourself? A lily?
Something that wilts very easily. Probably like an orchid.
An orchid, okay.
Yeah. Like something very sensitive.
Maybe like a stargazer?
Sure. Is that the ones that just bloom very quickly? I think the orchid definitely describes me perfectly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You could quote that one, you know.
Well,
that,
okay. That's a good one. You're like an orchid.
Thank you. Mildred likes tea too, so that's exciting. Yeah, I like fancy tea. I like regular tea. I've never been roofied because I don't drink. I would not like to be, because I don't really like drugs.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, I am. I'm Sicilian, but I am still a delicate flower, Zach. Mm-hmm. I'm very delicate.
These guys are just calling you out on everything.
Yeah, I know. I need the perfect temperature in a room, not too hot, not too cold. You know, I don't like, I think everyone's trying to poison my food. I don't like eating. I feel like every restaurant is dirty.
Ah. You're against Monsanto.
I'm very against it. I eat all organic. Like, I'm very particular, if you will.
So you're not a GMO. GMO. I fucked that joke up. Fuck me.
It's okay. Listen, have I ever had a drink with Bill Cosby? No, but I got to tell you, I would totally have let Bill Cosby roofie me because, again, everyone has their price, as we've been talking about. Everyone has their price, and I think that I could have made a good buck, and at least, you know, I'd have bragging rights if I was a Cosby victim.
Of course.
Yeah, I would do it. I'd have drinks with him right now.
Nah.
Yeah.
I wish I was pretty enough for someone to want to rape me.
I mean, listen, if you come to the show, you're going to hear I have some material on that exactly, and I think you might enjoy it.
I just need someone to desire me, and you know, that's just
right. Listen, I'm with you there. Yeah. I'm with you, Louis.
You with me?
Totally with you. Yeah, like I said, on Tuesday, I'll be talking all about it on stage. I don't want to give away too much.
Don't. Yeah. Bill touched my tits. Okay. But. Well, why would the angry Asian, why? First of all, how do you convert your Judaism as a, look at his fucking picture. What an ass.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's who he is.
What an ass. Like, want me, you know, if I was Jewish and Asian, I guess I would be pissed off too because, yeah.
I bet he's smart though.
Yeah. Like, but what kind of Asian? If he's a Chinese Jew? Because, I mean, they usually call the Chinese the Jews of the Orient. So, like, I guess you're doubling down, I guess.
Right. You could have, like, a very successful fruit store and an accounting firm. Yes. I mean, it's great. I wish I was stereotyped as intelligent, but, you know, I'm Italian.
Mm.
Exactly. Make a wish. Rufy Louie. Butt rape him with a broomstick. Is that what you... I don't think that's what... I don't think that's what we need to do, Barco. Thank you for the suggestion, though, that we need to rufy and butt rape... Louis, sorry about that.
I'm not pissed off yet. Why would I get pissed off? I'm not pissed off.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't even know how to get roofies though. Like, I'm not great at these things.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that actually reminds me of you know, I was hanging out with some comics last night, and you know, I took a Lyft cab home, and you know, you do the share a ride, you know, in case you don't want to you know, spend that much money. And you know, they picked up this white couple,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm just yeah, notice the keyword white couple,
right?
So we get to talk. The young lady sat in the front seat. She turns around, is like, "Oh, so how was your night?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was fine. And we went to a comedy show." And she's like, "Oh, you a comic?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Oh, tell me a joke." I almost punched her in the face, but. It's like, no, don't do that. But that wasn't the worst part. She, you know, she's like, "Oh, you carry a book bag with you. What's in it?" I'm like, "Eh, I just got my clothes from work, you know, some other stuff that I need." You know, "Do you got any drugs?"
Oh.
While she's rubbing my knee in front of her boyfriend sitting right in
the chair. Why are you saying that no one wants to blow you?
Well, no, she didn't want to blow me. She just wanted free. She wanted to scam free drugs from me.
I bet you anything she would have blown you. Just tell her that you have drugs in your bag, or imply. Yeah, I mean, she seems like she was down. I don't know why you turned her down.
I didn't.
This
turn
is
it
why,
down.
Louis. This
yeah,
is why.
Nah. I was just totally shocked. Like, of course, what? Of course, you think I have drugs on me.
I'm giving you really good advice.
Louis B has just asked to be roofied. Preferably by an attractive woman. I just want to be desired.
Well, I mean, was this woman not attractive?
Well, she was, but, you know, I just...
Right.
Yeah,
just
you know,
go with it. Just go with it. Stop. With it. Stop having morals.
Poor female.
That's my advice. That's my advice for everyone here, even in this chat room, everyone listening. Just stop having morals.
Stinky Samoan. Why am I a stinky Samoan?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, these are like, you know what this reminds me of? When I was younger and I would be like in a, like on a message board for a band that I liked or something. Oh, yeah. And everyone was just fucking with each other and shitting on each other. This is very similar to that. I like it.
All right. Well,
I miss it. I'm back in, in the 90s right now. This is amazing.
Yeah, I most of my listeners are a bunch of, you know, scumbags. So
a lot of trolls. No, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah, they got nothing better to do on a Saturday.
No, I mean, we don't either, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not really going to judge them.
I'll judge them.
Nah, I like this.
Thank you for listening, but God damn it.
How many shows have you thrown, and afterward? Okay, so I'm...
Okay, what's the drug situation?
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, another show's up. Yeah, where can a motherfucker get a bump?
Yeah, I don't know, because no one asked me for drugs, because everyone knows I don't do drugs. So yeah. People don't even do it in front of me.
Yeah.
What bands does Hottie Sicilian Chef Tracy listen to? You know, I like a lot of old stuff. I like a lot of bad music. I was really into Nerf Herder at a time. I don't know if anyone knows that band. It's like a strange band from California. I really like Sinatra.
Ah,
I have like a very strange taste in music. I'm into like everything that was on the radio in 1998. Any kind of, if you go to like a top 100 from 1998, those are all my favorite songs.
I see.
Any reggae from 95?
Yeah.
Yeah, like dancehall. I could share my Spotify with you guys if you want.
Have you ever heard of this Japanese metal band called Baby Metal?
I haven't.
Oh, you've never heard Baby Metal?
Females?
Yes.
Maybe I have then. Real Big Fish is I don't really like Real Big Fish. You guys should check out Nerf Herder though.
Nerf Herder.
Yeah, Nerf Herder is really weird and great. Guy Lombardo. Have I ever heard of Guy Lombardo? Is he the guy who has a truck stop dedicated to him on the side of the Jersey Turnpike? I think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a little something. I can't really play too much of it.
They sound wonderful.
There you go.
That was great. That was really good. I don't know. Right now, like, I'm listening to like Elton John.
Uh-huh.
You know, some old Jay-Z. You know, I like a lot of older like gangster rap.
Nice.
I also like that corny like Ja Rule stuff where he like collaborated with every female artist ever. You know. Nas, Big Pun.
Greg Hall, he just messaged me. LOL, you got my friend Tracy on your show. Yes, I get all the up and coming people up on this show.
That's so nice. Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I mean, you join the list of people like, you know that crazy lady from the Westboro Baptist Church?
Yes.
The Guy Hates Fags people?
Yeah.
She's been on this show.
Wow.
I've had Pastor James David Manning three times. He's the pastor. He's the black pastor from Harlem that hates Obama.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So am I the only person on the show that doesn't hate black people? Is that what you're saying?
No. I have a ton of people that love black people. Like I said, Ricky Sofer I've had on the show.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty much going to be the comedy cellar of podcasts.
I like this. Barco, that Helen, Nerf Herder Van Halen video that you put up, I actually used to work for the band that they taped the video when they were watching that band. The band is called Isabel's Gift, and they're from South Carolina. And you could see them on stage. They used to open for the Bloodhound Gang, and I used to work for them.
Ah.
So I am very emotionally attached to that Van Halen video.
Mm.
Yeah. Nerf Herder definitely sounds like Weezer. Yeah.
One of the greatest stern drops ever. Obama.
Yes.
Obama is a long-legged man.
No, you asked me about porn. You know.
Yeah. What is your favorite genre of porn? Like what?
Not super big on porn. I don't know.
Like you know when like you know isn't that one.
I guess like amateur.
Ah. Like,
because I don't like anything overproduced. Like, I don't like watching, like, you know, the pizza guy. Well, and I don't like, yeah, I like, I mean, I guess like a home video kind of situation would be my ideal situation.
What kind of people would you like in the home video? Like, what gets you turned on? Like, oh, they're hot. Like, what would it have to be?
I have a type, you know, I don't know. I don't really love porn.
All right.
I'm sorry. I know that you want me to.
I will teach you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to learn.
I will show you the world.
This is a beautiful, beautiful serenade.
Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, Tracy, now when did you
last? On a scale of 1 to 11 dicks at once, how into being Bell Knox for a weekend would you be?
What?
You know what? It's not that I don't like dicks. They're delicious, but 11, like I think one, like as much as I want, this is why I don't do porn probably because I'm not really that girl. Mm. I'm not going to multitask.
Yeah. They
might have something to do with being lazy.
Yeah. Zach's like, everyone has a little fetish. What's yours?
My fetish is when guys clean up after themselves in life.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yeah, when guys don't pee on the seat in my in my toilet. When guys like I don't know take out the garbage when they're at my house. They put their dishes in the sink. Like that gets me off.
Oh, you should talk to my friend Yael. I'm constantly taking out trash.
Yeah, I need to I need all the trash taken out constantly. Anyone who cleans up after themselves really is just, you know, a major, major turn on to me.
All right then.
Yeah.
All right, on my way.
So yeah, no, listen, my garbage is full right now. I would love I'd love that taken care of.
Yeah.
So
Louis B has dropped Separate Ways, Worlds Apart before the show's over. Yeah, all right, fine. They always request me, or always request a journey.
Wow. All right.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's just how it. That's just how it is. That's just how life is with me.
Right. Yeah, it's better than a spanking fetish, right, Zach? Just like a cleaning fetish.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree.
Yeah, drop off your tits, but after. Oh.
Yeah. No. I mean, wipe your jizz off my. Wipe everything that comes out of you off of everything. Don't have any of your anything on my stuff.
Just have a spray bottle and a squeegee. And,
right. Yeah. Just like I have antibacterial wipes all over my house. Like I have ones that are used for your hands. I have ones that are specifically for surfaces. Like just use them. Just, you know, they're here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you have like that can of air that you use to blow dust out of electronics?
I do have that. I like that. Yes. I like
yeah.
But I wish that it would be a little bit. It gets a little messy. Well, yeah, I need everything. I like, you know, I enjoy vacuuming. Like that's one of my pastimes. You asked me before we did the show, like what am I into? Like definitely vacuuming is my thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got? Hey guys, why don't you ask some questions? We got some more questions.
Yeah, ask me questions.
Yeah. Maybe good move, dude. She's dope, says Greg Hall.
Oh, thank you, Gregory.
Gregory, yes. I only have dope people on this show.
That's right. That's you have right. That lady.
Yeah. Well, she's just a dope.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I have.
Yeah, I have Bounty. I don't have 409. I like bleach space sprays. But yeah.
Bounty extra jizz absorbent next to the bed. Well, no, she uses ShamWow for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never performed in Chicago, but I hope to soon. I've performed all over the South. Southeast, Southwest, and West Coast. So I will hopefully be coming to Chicago shortly. Stand-up or sex? Meaning stand-up comedy or sex? I would say stand-up comedy. Way more fulfilling.
Oh, wow.
One food that's your weakness and one I can't stand. I love pizza and cheese, and I hate pork and processed meats. I will not do pepperoni. I will not do bologna. I will not do bacon. Sorry.
Do you like fresh garlic on your pizza?
I don't. It gives me heartburn.
Oh, girl.
I just like a plain. Yeah, I just like a plain pizza.
All right then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for being so boring.
My goodness. How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
Oh my goodness. You know, you gotta apologize to baby Jesus.
I'd like to come back on the show after after my comedy career goes down the tubes and I get into some kind of fetish porn and then maybe you'll have me back.
I will. I've actually had a porn star on this show.
All right. Well, who was that? Do I eat during sex? No, I don't eat during sex. Is there, if you're having sex with someone and you're doing that bad of a job that they could have a snack, I mean, really kill yourself.
What's wrong with snacks?
No, there's nothing wrong with snacks, but, you know, I read magazines while I'm trying to have sex with them. Oh, that's all on you, Barco. Yeah. Also, Barco, you're a cat. Your icon is a cat, and I hope that's not who you are because I am very allergic to cats. Mm-hmm. And I get very nervous when I see pictures of cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm not a cat person, though.
No, I get hives. I don't like cats. I even get hives if someone has a cat and they kiss me on the cheek.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I get hives, so I really don't. Louis, do you snack during sex? Barco wants to know.
It really depends if it's like going for a long time. If it's one of those marathons, like I'll have like a Gatorade off to the side, or bottled water to keep myself.
Or like a protein bar.
Yeah, like a protein bar. You know, just something to like keep me going because it is a vigorous workout.
Right.
At least the way I do it.
Right.
I'm not a lazy lover, is what I'm trying to say.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm all about. I'm all about the passion, like a Latino, of course.
Right. Of course.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, I try.
You're doing it, Lou.
I take care of my peoples is all I'm trying to say. Yeah.
That's right. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So, any other questions, guys? Go ahead, talk it up. Friday, I'm actually going doing stand-up with the chicken that got making a masturbation video in the fucking syntax is fucking my shit up. Oregon State University Library.
Well, I don't know what that means. Try a fruit and like a cheese and salami platter. No prep. Yeah, no, that sounds good. I would do it without the salami, just like a fruit and cheese platter.
Yeah.
Barker, that sounds great. You really hit on.
Do you want to cater my next fuck session, Barco?
I think Barco should.
Yeah.
My favorite John Hughes movie. This is hard. I would say like 16 Candles. That's a pretty good one. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that. Uncle Buck.
Oh, Uncle Buck is good. I watched that recently. That was good.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna stick with my first pick.
All right.
Sorry, guys. What else you got?
Barco's Bang Time Catering. Yes. Come. Are you constantly hungry when you are fucking? Call Barco's Bang Time Catering.
Guys, are you all following me on Twitter? Because that's really what this is about. So I hope you're all following me on Twitter and on Instagram and adding me on Facebook and, you know, all those great things. Because otherwise, like, you know, I'm going to kill myself. So
don't kill yourself before, you know.
I give you very little time to follow me before the suicide comes. So
don't. Guys, please follow her because, you know. If not, then I'm going to get blamed for her death.
This is recorded. Like, this is, like, yeah. Have I ever done drugs? I took a half of Vicodin once when I got my wisdom teeth out, and it gave me a bellyache.
Really?
So, no, not really.
Vicodin's, like, I like how Vicodin's make me feel.
I don't like how Vicodins make me feel.
It's like it warms up my chest and I go to sleep and I dream of one.
What drugs have I done? So during my endoscopy, I did the drug that makes you go to sleep for the endoscopy. Mm-hmm. I smoked pot one time and I cried for hours and hours. Let's see what else I've done. I do birth control every night before I go to bed.
Ah, nice.
Delicious.
Do you do that? Do you do that so that way you don't get pregnant, or just to control the menses?
I do it for everything. I have a cyst on my ovary, so that's really why I do it. Oh, but okay. Yeah, I mean, everything else is a great side effect. Let's see, what else do I do? I do Costco brand ibuprofen once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's
just Costco brand.
Yeah, I mean, I just bought a big bottle of it, and it's lasted me like years. So I'm just really hooked on
that
stuff.
You know that expires after 2 years. It's probably bad.
It's fine. It doesn't. It's fine. It works.
All right.
Would I be up for a weekend of cocaine and whiskey fueled Netflix watching in a motel off the interstate in Jersey? I'm going to tell you what's wrong with that. The cocaine and the whiskey, I'm not down with. The Netflix, yes. The motel off the interstate in Jersey, I'm going to say no because I'm afraid of bed bugs. But yeah, I mean, maybe 10 years ago, I would have totally said yeah about that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Except I don't have
it. Maybe like with, a chilled herbal tea instead of, you know, cocaine and whiskey.
Vicodin is the new Jess. You better bring a laptop too, because Barco doesn't have a Netflix account.
Right, right. I have the Netflix account, guys. Don't worry about this. I got this one.
So what's your password? I won't tell.
Netflix password? Yeah, we can talk about that offline, my dear.
But I won't tell anybody.
Right, right. No, of course. No one listens to this.
It's just us. It's just us.
Summer or winter? I'm going to say summer. I live in New York City, so winter is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
It is cold, and there is snow, and there is
ice,
and I don't like it. And summer, I enjoy the beach. I'm a big beach person. I'm a really great big fan of the beach.
So boxers or briefs?
Nothing. No underwear. Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're going to have a moment of silence to just let that sink in for a little bit.
Yeah.
And go.
Yep, you can picture that. Herbal tea, this chick's too wild for me. Yeah, no, I'm a crazy person. I'm a crazy person. I don't like chai tea, though. I do not like that at all.
Oh, I love chai tea.
I hate chai tea. I like peppermint.
I make my own. I bought the leaves from this company called Tiwi Tea.
Oh, okay.
Right. And you know, it's actual leaves, so I even bought the cage and all that, and I steep it in almond milk, not regular
milk. Now, almond, is that different than almond? Or is that just the Puerto Rican way of saying almond?
I guess it's my way of saying it.
Okay. No, I liked it. Oh.
Does it turn you on?
A little bit. Any stories of Louis B or other men exposing themselves to you on a public transit in New York City? Okay. So I was literally just talking about this week. I have never been exposed. Like, no one's ever exposed themselves to me on the subway, which makes me devastated. It's like I'm not pretty enough, but I know I am, you know? I hope that answers your question, Barco.
All right.
Yeah, I like winter too because there are no mosquitoes. Yeah, bugs are the worst, and that's why I'm afraid of summer, but I get it. But it's cold.
Yeah. I like the summer so that way I could like
do it. I would like summer during the day and winter during the night if that could be possible.
Maybe in Narnia.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in the desert somewhere, but
yeah.
I enjoy the smell of my own gas. I like pumping gas into my car. Being the altar boy, the priest didn't find it attractive enough to molest. Yes, it is just like being the altar boy, the priest didn't want to molest.
Yeah.
So many of my friends have gotten some kind of exposure on the subway, and I don't know, maybe one day it will happen for me, but I don't really take the train anymore, so I think my that window is closed.
Well, I've gotten my ass grabbed on the train.
Orange is the New Black. I love Orange is the New Black, like, ridiculously. I cried tears when I finished season 3. I binge watched it one more time from start to finish, and I cannot wait until it comes back. That's how I feel about Orange is the New Black. When I hear the theme song, I get emotional. Yeah, I like the other shows that I watch. I watch Marin.
I watch Louis.
I've been really into this other show called 60 Days In. I think it's on A&E. It's about these people that went to jail to do like an experiment. They're like, it's a reality show, and they go in as regular inmates to expose like some of the corruption in the jail. Love it, love it, love it. I do not watch Game of Thrones. I'm not into the fantasy stuff. I'm trying to think of what else. I like Last Man on Earth. It's a pretty good show with Kristen Schaal, who's a very talented stand-up comic. If you ever look into her, she's fantastic. What other shows do I watch? Like I said, you guys, I really like Teen Mom. I feel sad that I have to say that, but I do like Teen Mom a lot. You know? Me and the other 60-year-old women in my neighborhood, we watch Shark Tank. What do you watch, Lou?
Oh, let's get the list. I love Agent Carter. Well, they canceled Agent Carter. But, you know, of course, all the comic book superhero shows I watch. I like a lot of sci-fi. Of course, the Doctor Who, the Stargate SG-1.
So nothing I've ever seen.
Of course.
Flight of the Conchords. Yes, Kristen Schaal was in Flight of the Conchords. I was a big fan. And also, little known fact, Eugene Merman was in Flight of the Conchords. He was the landlord. And that show is fantastic. I love Flight of the Conchords. I've been watching what's that show? I've been watching Dice. Dice is amazing.
How is that?
Dice is good. It's very, very funny. It's a very well-written show, and I'm enjoying it immensely.
Oh, so actually, Flight of the Conchords is a real band.
Yeah, it's a real band. They're actually going to be playing right here in my neighborhood in Forest Hill Stadium.
Oh.
Yeah, they're fantastic, too.
All right. I never even heard of the show, never heard of the band.
Oh, it's good. Another show that you guys should watch if you haven't been watching it is Baskets with Zach Galifianakis and Louis Anderson as his mother. Fantastic.
Wait,
show.
Louis That's Anderson? Right. Oh, wow.
As his mother.
As his mother.
As his mother. Really great show. You guys should be watching it. Also, I've been watching this other show on Vice. If anyone watches it, it's called Fuck That's Delicious. And a very good friend of mine is in that show. And, yeah, his name is Mayhem Loren, and he's in that show with Action Bronson. And it's like a Anthony Bourdain-style traveling food show.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's wonderful. If you're not watching it, you should be watching it. It's on Vice, and you could watch it online as well. Baskets is a web series. No, Baskets is a show on – I don't know what channel it's on because I don't have TV. I steal everything that I watch.
Yes, but, yes, I watch Daredevil on the Netflix, but I steal it.
Yeah, I watch everything. Netflix I don't steal, but Baskets, I don't know what Baskets is on.
FX.
Okay, yeah, it's so good. I think it's available on iTunes as well.
So we're coming.
Vice is quickly veering into social justice garbage, maybe, but you know what? There's a lot of great shows on there, so check it out.
Well, I mean, the one show on Vice that I liked listening to was watching was the Jim Norton show.
Right. Yes.
But they only did what two episodes?
Yeah, and then it wasn't really taking off.
I was like, fuck.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you guys, you got to watch Fuck That's Delicious. That is that's the show, man.
And
that is the show.
Why was Action Bronson still alive? I thought Ghostface Killer was going to kill him.
No, they're not going to kill him. Action Bronson and Mayhem Loren, his rapper friend that they toured together, I went to school with them. They're from my neighborhood here.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're very much alive.
Yeah. But I thought there was like a huge
beef. There was a big feud. There was definitely a big feud, but I'm glad that everyone's okay. And I think they've moved past it. I don't really follow it that much. Mm-hmm. It's called Fuck That's Delicious. It's literally what it's called. And It's on Vice. So just look it up.
Alrighty. So yeah, we're coming up on the hour. So why don't you pimp out the show you're doing on Tuesday?
Okay, great. So on Tuesday, I'll be at the Standing Room in Long Island City in New York. And the show is called Race and Sex with my partner, JC Knows Best. And that's at 7 p.m. I also have another show called Sophisticated Humor. And that is at Terra Firma every last Thursday of the month in Bushwick. And Terra Firma is a wonderful restaurant in Bushwick. I do that one at 8:30. And then I have my other show that I'm doing called Hashtag Comedy at QED. And that is every fourth Saturday of the month. And that's a really great show, too. And I have a brand new show with my other partner that I run the show with called Kenny Warren. And it's called Real Shit Comedy. And that's at the Grizzly Pear every second Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Alrighty.
So, yeah. Thanks so much.
Alrighty. So I got a show coming up at the Comic Strip Live. Just wow. July. Well, it's an audition.
That's okay. That's great.
It's an audition on July 5th. And just check out my Facebook, facebook.com/LouisBComedy. Please check out Tracy's Facebook fan page. You could go facebook.com/TracyCarnazzoComedy. That's CARNAZZO. And if you don't know how to spell Tracy, kill yourself, please.
Well, no, a lot of people spell it wrong. It's TRACEY.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, a lot of people spell that wrong. It's okay. So, I understand. But yeah, you can add me on Facebook if you want to just shoot me a message and let me know who you are and you heard me on the podcast. I will add you to my regular page.
Yep. So
it's the kind of person I am.
And Barco requested this, so I just have to by state law. Sure. So this is what they want.
Gotta give the people what they want.
I have to give the people. Yep. Just fast forward. Instant. Worlds apart, hearts broken in two. Sleepless nights, losing ground, I'm reaching for you.
You're a very good singer.
Feeling that it's gone, can't change your mind. If we can't go on to survive the tide, love divides. Someday love will find you. Break those chains that bind you.
That's the end of my show, Donk.